Hillsborough County commissioners today heard about a bold proposal by private developers to purchase much of county-owned Cone Ranch north of Plant City. The county purchased the 12,000 acres 2 decades ago and has transferred control of it to its water department. County Chairman Ken Hagen brought the issue to the board. He emphasized that he wants to make sure the area is not used for commercial development and said after researching the proposal that he thinks it could work.
I can tell you that I have a number of questions, important ones that need to be answered and addressed. There are a number of partnerships on this land, some that can be unilaterally terminated, some which cannot be. We need to better understand the bond covenants and responsibilities that our water and wastewater enterprise fund is operating under. Certainly we all know that Tampa Bay Water owns the water rights for to develop here. And these are just a few of the complex issues that really need to be thought about and worked through.
And Hagen said he had a word for the naysayers or extremists.
There'll be some, you know, extremists that will make simplistic statements like, well, the county owns the land, therefore it is preserved. Or, you know, why can't we just sit on it? And I think, though, these folks would agree that the mission of preserving this land is worthy. And another point that I touched on, and again, I believe it'll be covered in a presentation we're going to receive in a moment, that the county will have an opportunity to preserve or to set aside up to 800 acres for a passive park for the public to utilize.
The group attempting to purchase Cone Ranch calls itself the Florida Conservation and Environmental Group, a group of Republicans led by attorney Todd Jones, a former staff member for former Mississippi Republican Senator Trent Watt.
A lot of folks have said, why doesn't ELAP just buy this money? Use money, their own money, to buy this land. And the answer is severalfold. One, it's on the ELAP list to buy, but they've chosen not to buy it. Secondly, with the credit and debt market the way it is today, the cost of issuing bonds has gone up dramatically. There was a great story, I think, in the St. Pete Times recently that talked about that. So ELAP has chosen not to buy it.
ELAP is the county's environmental lands acquisition program. Speaking for the group, however, was Keith Fountain with the Nature Conservancy of Florida. He says his group doesn't consider Cone Ranch to be unprotected lands because it was not purchased by a public source for long-term perpetual management for conservation.
And the name of the game in conservation is to move those unprotected lands into a protected category. So essentially what you would be doing if you implemented the proposal presented by FCEG is you would be moving this from the unprotected public category into the protected private category.
Commissioner Ken Hagen said the next step should be for the commissioners to create an environmental advisory panel to consider all the implications of the proposal.
To appoint one environmental leader to serve on this panel, and I'd like to conceptually approve the panel today, but approve the specific members during our June 3rd meeting. And at that time, I would also ask our staff to come back with a list of all of the relevant issues and partnerships that need to be reviewed and considered.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said he had a lot of concerns but felt like it might work.
What I don't want to see is what we have with an issue we're going to take up a little bit later, where at the last minute, changes are being rushed in. No one really understands the long-term implications of these changes. I've got varying degrees of opinion, and we're getting ready to deal with a piece of public land which could potentially either be improved for the sake of the citizens or potentially be put at risk.
Commissioner Jim Norman said that not just environmentalists should be part of the task force that will analyze the Cone Ranch proposal.
Hypothetically, the sale goes down. A finance person needs to understand tax law, needs to understand the idea of, are the bondholders just made whole? Do they get the profits? Mm-hmm. Which means, or can we convert some of that over to lowering water rates? I mean, all those things need to be really understood. We need to do it properly. And the real thing that I'd also like to know is, what is the real hardcore figure per year when it goes back on the tax rolls? You know, what is going to be that income every year when these people start paying taxes?
During the public hearing portion of the meeting, some citizens said they would prefer the county not engage in business with the new group. Kelly Cornelius is from Lithia.
Just to clarify, preserving I don't think means subdividing and selling. I know that's a hard concept. We want to make sports parks out of things, and we just can't leave land alone. But I don't think preserving is subdividing and selling.
Pam Clouston read aloud a letter from environmental activist Mariella Smith, who was not at the meeting.
It's nonsense to suggest any deal with private landowners can better protect the land than public ownership. If you really want to protect this land, then give it to ELAP. If you really want to protect the public interest, then keep this land for all of us to enjoy, not just six rich guys. If you really want to do this deal, then have the courage to do it yourselves in public hearings with public input from everyone. Don't hide behind a committee you set up to greenwash this deal and bring you back the recommendation you want.